Things We Bury, written by Matthew Ryan Davies and read by James O'Connell. Stephen Harding always told his kids not to let obstacles get in the way of achieving what they wanted. If you hit a wall, he'd say, don't let it stop you. Work out how to climb it, go through it, or get around it. The irony of this was not lost on Josh, Stephen's youngest, given that his dad had, just 2 days ago, accidentally driven his Jaguar F-Type nose first into a wall, and it had most definitely stopped him. Excuse me? Josh turned his gaze from the train window streaked with rain to where a woman, white, mid-twenties, stood in the aisle. She held the hand of a young boy in a Frozen 2 t-shirt, faded and food-stained. Can we sit here? Josh nodded, pulling the bill of his cap further down his forehead to hide his face. The woman directed the boy onto the seat opposite, the one closest to the window, and he shuffled in, clutching a white-haired doll in a grubby fairy dress. Josh had chosen a seat away from other passengers when he boarded in Melbourne. But now there was this woman and her child. Would she recognise him? She looked like the kind of person who might watch Relationship Rescue. Skinny, with dark roots seeping into blonde hair tied at the back, the tail of a dragon tattoo creeping its way around her neck. Josh shifted in his seat and the woman glanced up, catching him and observing her. She gave him a smile, not at all hesitant. Still, he diverted his eyes to the window. The rain had eased, but there were storms ahead. There always were in Pent. The train screeched to an abrupt stop, thrusting him forwards. At this rate, he'd be late. It didn't matter. Dad would still be in a coma in an hour's time, and it would only be Jack waiting for him at the station. He looked again at the woman, but she was busy trying to negotiate a pink straw from a bottle of chocolate milk into the boy's reluctant mouth. Josh's posture eased, and he looked again through the window. Wheat fields, cattle sheds, and disused silos whizzed past like a tracking shot in a film. He'd recorded an episode of Common Law on a train once, but the view through the window had been superimposed in post-production to resemble a brighter day. TV is aspirational, the director had said. What she meant, though, is that it is fake, artful deception. Common Law was history. But the sting persisted. Those 10 years it had taken to build his career and family after leaving Pent, and the one Twitter post it had taken to blow it all up. The train jolted back into motion, scraping along the track as if resisting that last stretch of the journey. Josh sensed something touching his feet and looked down to see the boy's doll on the floor between the seats. It must have fallen when the train jerked forwards. He picked it up and handed it to the boy. Here you go, mate. The woman smiled at him. Ta. Then a new look passed over her face. A look first of recognition and then of horror. Oh my God, you're him.